Alaska Airlines pilots have reached a breaking point in negotiations with the company and now have plans to picket outside Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport. Their union, the largest in North America, says the pilots are not being compensated as well as their peers at other successful airline companies. Alaska Airlines says its pilots will be getting a significant wage increase, but the company is trying to stay competitive and offer the lowest fares possible. But the union isn't buying that argument. Jen Sutton is a spokesperson for the Alaska Master Executive Council of the Airline Pilots Association, which represents more than 2,500 Alaska and Virgin America pilots.
Alaska management has continued to insist that the pilots should be willing to accept a contract below market rate.
The negotiations have been ongoing since Alaska and Virgin America began merging last year. Sutton says the Alaska and Virgin pilots want better pay, better retirement, and better job security.
What the other pilot contracts are, and they work for a successful, highly respected airline, and it's really kind of baffling for our pilots as to why they should not have a contract that reflects the market.
The pilots plan to picket outside the airport in Anchorage on Monday. Sutton says the airport's security regulations will limit the protests to a couple dozen at a time, and pilots will be rotating in, some coming straight off their shifts from the plane to picketing. Alaska Airline spokeswoman Marilyn Romano says the airline is hoping to reach a conclusion to the negotiations through arbitration, but she refused to answer any questions not addressed in a two-sentence statement from Alaska Airlines.
The picketing on Monday will not interfere with our operations, and we don't anticipate any related interruptions to passenger service on Monday.
The protest is set to start at 1 p.m.